B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Good morning and welcome back to our podcast. The guys who don't just get the coffee, we do a little bit more than just that. It's Stefan.
And Crystal.
And this is the Intern Podcast. What do you got for us today, Crystal? I heard that you had something prepared.
Well, I think I mentioned the new grandbaby last week.
You did.
He is here. He's Woo! Beautiful. He's healthy. So we are all over him right now. That's the highlight of the past few days. Anything exciting for you happened recently?
Ooh, do I have some exciting things. Don't mind me. I'm just going to steal the mic.
Okay, go right ahead.
In current news, this morning, I actually woke up 40 minutes before the building actually opened up. I was freaking out. I went on my phone immediately. I was like, wait, don't start without me. I'll be there before the show starts. And Nicole was like super chill about it. It's like, oh yeah, cool. Just, you know, let me know when you get here. And, you know, being super professional about it, I'm over here trying to slide my shoes on my feet without even untying them. And I'm like, ah! So that was my morning. Additionally, this entire week, I have a bunch of parties that I'm going to.
All right.
This Friday, my friend invited me because everybody was working during Halloween, so my friend invited me over to a late Halloween costume party over at his beach house.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to be going to that. Additionally, going on Sunday, I have a podcast for a video game that I've been doing for a couple weeks now. The World Championships game is going to be happening this Sunday, so I asked some of my other friends that, hey, do you want to just chill? Well, I can order some hot wings. We can go get some beers or something. Treat it like it's football.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, yeah.
The ultimate man bachelor thing to do, right?
Oh, just sit around, watch a couple guys play a game.
Yes.
Eating hot wings.
Yes, sounds great. I don't have anything exciting planned for this weekend. I'll be working. I'll be saving lives during the weekend. I work in healthcare. I don't think I've mentioned that yet in our podcast. So I've been a respiratory therapist for the past 22 years.
Wait. Do you work at the hospital over by CPCC?
I have. That's Novant Presbyterian. I have worked there. Right now, I'm at Atrium in Pineville.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay, because you said that you worked as a respiratory therapist.
Yes.
My mother is actually in the same field. That's why I got my eyes lit up a little bit. I was like, oh, maybe you work with her.
Well, I'll have to ask you her name off air because I might, because the respiratory world is small.
Yeah, for real.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about, I'm going to go ahead and put this out here. Have you ever heard of a program called Be Mighty?
No.
Oh, well, that was just a recent program that went on because she also works in the NICU.
Okay.
And it's a program to help out preemies.
Okay.
So, you know, people who need to have some kind of fundraiser to help them pay for a helmet or a skull correctional hat or I don't know the actual proper term, but you
right.
know what I mean.
Yes.
Or, you know, therapy to walk or speak or
That's
to work
amazing.
On motor skills. Oh,
yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes, yes. So I never worked in the NICU at Novant. I worked at the NICU in Pineville. So I probably did not cross paths with her. But, you know, every now and again you hear names. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's a coincidence, huh?
Yeah, that's really small world, as
yes.
you mentioned.
Yes, yes. Yes. So how long has she been doing that?
She has been doing that ever since she was in college.
Yes.
And she is, I don't want to
don't put her out there.
Titles,
yeah.
But she's definitely older than I am.
Yeah, that's what I did. I went to school for that as soon as I graduated high school. So that's how I have so many years in. But a lot of people tell me, you don't look old enough to have worked for 22 years and something. But yes.
Joke's on you, friend.
Yes, yes. I've been around. I started a career early. I knew I needed a career, you know. So I've always been driven that way. So I went straight out of high school into college and completed that program once I kind of figured out what I wanted to do. And now I'm still growing up and I'm in college again. So.
Yeah, mine's actually going back too.
Yes.
She's told me that she was going to be going back to classes. I say going back to classes, but obviously she's going to go online because I have a professional job that I still have to attend to.
Yes.
She's doing it essentially just to get like higher ranks within her
Absolutely.
Position.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. So wonderful. I just decided that I wanted to do something different. You know, I could climb up in the field. I could be managing. I could be director. It just wasn't the path I wanted to take. So.
And that's why you're going to it was criminal, not necessarily criminal investigation, but something similar to that, or
yes.
was it?
Yes, so journalism.
Journalism.
So I do want to investigate, yes, crime. So,
I remember
so criminal
that was a
journalism,
big one.
Investigative reporting, yes, and crime. Crime and healthcare I'm passionate about. So if I could work in either of those from a journalism standpoint, I'd be very happy.
Well, that would be fantastic.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man, we've barely gotten through this at all.
Yes, yes.
What do you did they? Oh my goodness, I can't even get the words out of my mouth. Has your grandbaby actually gotten a name yet?
Yes, it is Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
So he already has that nickname Zeke. So it's just a little easier to say. So he's Zeke to me. Big sister is very happy. She's been waiting for his arrival. So
for quite some time.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Me.
That's right.
So I know that you were very adamant the last time that we spoke about trying to use some perks from here to meet Cam Newton. So I'm sure that you heard about what happened to him, right?
Yes, yes. He's out for the rest of the season.
I know.
At least. I'm so sad.
Hope his foot does all right in the
yes,
coming future.
Yes.
Because I remember before that he missed like the last two games of another season because of something with his shoulder.
Right. I remember that. Do you remember the car accident he had as well?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Yes. He, his truck, somebody kind of sideswiped him. I think they ran a light, if I'm not mistaken, right near uptown. So his truck overturned.
Oh, my God.
And it seems like he wore like a, what do you call it, like the... that hard vest thing for a while.
Really?
I remember seeing that under his uniform. So he's had some knocks.
Yeah, he definitely. Yeah. He sounds like he's been hit on both on and off the field.
Exactly.
Which is
exactly.
Crazy.
Yes. Yes. I'm still a super fan. But I just wish him well.
Yeah, like the rest of us. My goodness.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. What about the holidays coming up? Are you looking forward to the holidays at all?
Oh, to Thanksgiving? I'm looking forward to every holiday. It's all that means in my head is that there's either going to be turkey or ham on the table. That's the first thing. But if me immediately, the rest of the plans have already been set out for me for the rest of the month. Going into as I told you, I have all my parties. That's going to be going on up until the 10th. Going into the 14th. Is when my parents go on a cruise. So I'm going to be going out of my local area, going to their place, stay there for a while. And then I also, for about a week, couple extra days, I want to say it was 9 days that they asked for. And then their next door neighbor also asked me to assist them with house sitting as well because their house sitter had called out on them very recently, and they were like, well, that's not cool. And then my folks were like, hey, you need somebody to watch your dog? We got somebody who has nothing going on in his life. So that's how I got
it. So that's you, huh?
That's me, just getting a couple extra dollars. It's convenient because I actually have my part-time over in that area, so then I can just wake up, and my commute's a lot quicker than it is where I am normally.
Oh, that's great. So there's perks to
exactly.
that as well.
And then finally... Once that's all done, the Wednesday of Thanksgiving week, I'm going to be driving down to Virginia to go see my father, who I haven't seen in a while.
Okay.
And I know that he is willing to put down anything to make sure that I'm having a good time.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, and I'm just looking forward to seeing him. And then
yes.
after that, you know, Christmas is coming and anything can happen during
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. I don't know. I'm hearing about the Christmas music coming out already. I like the holidays, but I'm not the one to get in it very early. So I'm like the last minute preparer.
Why are there no songs about Thanksgiving?
Hey.
I mean, why don't we just have, like, Mariah Carey just come on the radio and just be like, yo, gobble, gobble.
Singing about turkeys and stuffing,
dude,
right?
I'd love to sing about turkeys.
Hey, we might have to start something up there. Coming next week, our Thanksgiving songs. Just kidding. Don't look forward to that. Songwriting is not in my list of things I can do.
I've done it like
once or
twice.
You never know. You never know. I don't know. I can't count myself out. I might could work on that. We'll see.
You might get a rhythm in your head, and then you throw words onto it. It's like, bam, look at that.
Yes. Cranberry sauce. I mean, what does that rhyme with? I don't know. We could figure something out. But yes. So holidays, like I said, I like them, but I can't start celebrating now. Like some people already thinking about Christmas. I'm like, okay,
we just got over Halloween.
Yes,
we're still
really
taking those decorations
down.
I still have
Halloween candy because I wasn't home for trick-or-treaters, so I still have Halloween candy in my house. And so let me process that, get rid of that candy, and then we can start talking about Thanksgiving.
Take a breath, eat the rest of the candy, and then I can transition to the next holiday,
well, I am
which
kinda,
is Thanksgiving.
Yes, I am kind of making Thanksgiving plans, though. So we try to go back home. We're from Eastern North Carolina, so we try to go back home for either one of the holidays. So I'm thinking maybe Thanksgiving we're going to go back to Rocky Mount.
That sounds like a wonderful time.
Yes. So I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean up. I don't have to host. So, yes, if I can do Thanksgiving away from home, that is great. Yes. But I don't mind decorating for the Christmas tree. But it's usually like 2 weeks before Christmas. I don't even put the tree up early. Some people are like,
December.
Yes. So I don't get excited. I don't do Black Friday and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm thinking about doing Cyber Monday at the very least.
Yes, yes. I have done Cyber Monday. I can do that in my jammas. No problem with that.
Exactly. I don't got to worry about lines.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Fighting.
Everything can always
stepped
happen
on.
Upgrade.
Yes. Trampled. Yeah. None of that excites me. Yeah. I haven't done that since the Cabbage Patch Kids came out in the 80s, I think.
Oh,
so.
My Lord. I'm just imagining. Like when it was like really serious back in like the 80s and 90s, I'm just imagining, like, you know, with Christmas coming around the corner, everybody's trying to buy something. And I'm just imagining like these elderly women, some of the bigger women, just like shoving back and forth. Like, backed off shit powder, I saw it first.
Exactly. There was no online shopping then, so everything was
physical. You had to show up in the stores
exactly.
And risk your own life.
Exactly.
Every man, woman, and if they were, they are child for themselves.
Exactly. But some people take it very seriously, and I'm all cool with them doing that. It's just not for me.
Understood.
Yes. But I do like saving a dollar just like the next person. But there are great online deals. You don't have to go kill each other in the stores.
Absolutely.
Other than that, school-wise, I registered for my last semester of school. I'm so excited. So I'll be finishing up in the spring.
Very nice.
Planning on a May 2020 graduation, if everything goes accordingly. So school-wise, that was exciting. To see the end is near, you know.
Just over the horizon, really.
Yes.
And then you're just going to try and immediately find a position in journalism?
That's the goal. I know it might be, I don't know, you know, how long it would take to find the position that I want or that I'm looking for, but I'm willing to relocate or do whatever I need to do to find that job. Yes.
Absolutely. Make sure that you have all of your food prepped up. Make sure that you don't run out of Thanksgiving turkey or ham. And make sure you have some leftovers for Christmas because, hey, it's not going out of style anytime soon. And we'll see you all next time.